Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And I think this is one of my favourite episodes we've done in a while. We're talking about confidence, how to find confidence and what knocks our confidence and how to kind of slowly get it back. This is quite funny, but also quite heartfelt. We definitely go on quite a journey. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one, if you just need some really nice company, how to feel like yourself. Oh, and you'll see the rest. It's really good.
You'll see the rest. That's so sweet.
You'll hear it.
That's really cute. Okay. Sorry, I can see the sun setting.
Really? That's nice.
Yeah, but it's like, what time is it? How long but have
also,
I been
we're
17?
Quite funny, if you look in our backgrounds, that like you've got your shutters closed, I've got my curtains drawn. It's like, why are we such like little hermits?
Because if I do this, then you can't really see me.
I know, well, that's and why I've done mine as well, because I've got the other one open.
Yeah.
We've both done the same lighting trick of the eye.
It's an optical illusion.
It is.
How are you?
I'm good. I've done my classic move my room around and now I'm feeling great sort of thing.
It's almost a meme.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's like a bit ridiculous that we're doing.
Yeah, it's like tidy up your space, guys. It's like
I said, it was kind of equivalent of midlife crisis getting a convertible. It's like I just need a little something to spice up my life.
But it's almost like in a few weeks we're going to announce and we're sponsored by the cleaning company. I don't even know
why. By Marie Kondo.
It's like, yeah, it's like, why are we pushing the cleaning angle so much? Maybe it's a sign of like getting older or something, that like suddenly your a clean space means something. But I also think
definitely means something.
It means
I'm not sure what it means, but it means
quite a lot.
Something. Yeah, no, it's definitely hitting in a way that it didn't
something.
Before. It's control as well, I think, for me.
I think it is.
It's like, God, look at this power I have.
Yeah, power over...
that I can use over the kitchen
and I'm
counters.
Taking it out on dust.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, dust.
Bizarre.
Yeah, I love it.
Any... Oh, you know what we're going to say?
Cambridge. I love how we're promoting Cambridge more than...
more
we
than
have,
anything.
Like, merch out and stuff like that, but it's like, come to Cambridge.
More than anything we've ever... No, but I would love to see you.
We
haven't made
you.
It clear.
It we'd means more to us to see you than anything.
Oh, no, literally more than anything.
Yeah, more than anything.
I'll be thinking about it for years to come.
Yeah. So come to Cambridge. We're speaking at Cambridge University on the 23rd of January 2024.
Uh-huh. In a mere couple of weeks.
Few weeks, yeah.
I don't know if there's... So in a couple of... You'll hear more, okay?
You'll hear some more. We just got our questions through that we're going to be asked on stage.
I'm trying not to read them too much because I want to be like...
Fresh.
I don't want to be too rehearsed. Well, it all started when...
Well, I pretty much, like, you kind of just sent me a screenshot of them, even though I was sent them as well. I just
we were sent them
look.
The exact same, but...
But I received
your stuff
the
gets
best in a screenshot from Wing.
Yeah.
And I just kind of had a skim through, and I think that's as far as I'll look, because mm-hmm. I'm always best first go, like, off the cuff.
They're
the more
questions.
I read something and prepare, the worse it gets.
I'm hoping... Maybe if you guys come down to Cambridge and we see you there, that you could ask your own questions, perhaps.
I'm hoping there's a beer at the end.
I think
well,
so.
Well, if not, we'll be hanging around, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll be loitering.
We'll be...
heckle us.
We'll be kicked out by the end. The last thing they do, the last thing we did at Manchester Uni, they actually had to move us out because so many people came and we were like loitering in the lobby, chatting to everyone. And they had to like move us
that
off,
makes me
which was
cry
amazing
my
feeling.
Eyes out. Crazy.
Amazing.
Right, well, we won't bore you too much, or will
yeah.
we? Who knows? Today
we're talking
about oh, this is
confidence.
Weird. That was nice.
That was fun.
God, never done that before.
No, never.
Should we do it through the whole app?
How
are
you
feeling
today?
With
regards
to
competence.
That's that was awful. A terrible sentence.
How are you feeling today in regards to competence?
With regards
to with regards.
Yeah, I'll ask you then. How are you feeling today with regards to confidence?
With regards. Please, the Lannisters send their regards.
With regards.
I think I'm feeling okay with regards to confidence.
Good. I would hope so.
Maybe
yeah.
Could you answer in the Spotify thing? There's like a question we ask every app. Maybe we could ask, how are you feeling today in regards to confidence? And maybe you could reply.
I would love to know.
I check those answers every day. What about
Me
you?
Me too.
They're addictive.
Yeah, they are. We're in conversation.
I know. I love to see people like writing their little things, and it's so nice.
How do you think your confidence has changed over the past year?
I think it's grown a lot.
Uh-huh.
I actually also think I've had a bit of a dip recently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not nice.
What,
I think
what kind of recently?
Well, in the last like 3 or 4 days, genuinely. I think it's because my period's imminent.
Oh, well, there we go.
It is
then.
Imminent, because Wing's got me tracking my period at the moment. And we're kind of not cycle syncing.
You're the precursor to mine.
Yeah, I'm the precursor. I'm often ovulating when Wing, like, we've got a cycle going within ourselves.
Which is always in great balance.
It's always in perfect harmony.
Yeah, we are in perfect harmony.
Harmony. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's, my period's in 2 days, and I'm aware. My body is telling me. Which is nice, because I never track my period at all.
Yeah.
And I think...
Much to my commiseration.
Yeah,
much
exactly. And
Wing
usually tells me, your period's in a few days. She's
weird.
Tracking my period.
I've got my eye on
Which
you.
Is nice that someone is.
Yeah.
So my period is always, always, always a surprise. Every single time for the last however many years I've had my period. 15 years, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think it's been nice to realise this time that it's like, oh, I feel really shit, blah, blah, blah. And I think usually I would just be like, I just feel terrible, blah, blah, blah. But now it's like, oh, I actually know that that's why. I can really feel that my period is due. And I do think in the last few days I felt a little bit insecure and kind of internal and a bit like sensitive, and I think quite like down on myself a little bit in the
kind
last
of
few
the
days,
mind plays tricks.
The mind has been playing tricks, I think, for sure. And I did a meditation last night as I was going to sleep. Looks like lying in bed, and it was like the woman just said something. I was like, that's exactly how I feel. She was like, if you felt that you have like turned on yourself recently.
Oh,
and
oh,
I
that's
thought
horrible.
That's how I feel. I feel like
God,
I've kind of just
yeah.
in the last few days I just turned on myself, and I just suddenly I was all thought I was great doing all my thing, then just something switched and I just went, no, you're doing badly, you need to fucking sort this out, blah, 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 blah. It's a mess. And I can acknowledge the fact that it probably is my period that's done it, and I'll feel okay in 2 days when it finally comes.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's late, it's literally right on cue.
Yeah, don't be worried, guys.
Don't be worried, Wing's tracking, it's on cue, it's on schedule.
Everything's running according
Everything's
to plan.
Running just as it should. This was all in the plan. But it's still, when the mind is playing tricks, the tricks look pretty real.
I mean, that's the crux.
Yeah, that's kind of it, though. I do think I do think I've turned on myself in the last few days, but I'll turn back around. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then I'll turn it back on again and all of that.
Are there kind of things that you feel yourself doing when you feel the confidence slipping that are like negative and destructive towards you? And are there things that you do when you feel the confidence slipping to like help?
I think I can do both. I think I get very out of tune with... Well, not even out of tune. I get quite neglectful of myself when, like, I was lying in bed yesterday. So in bed so much. Honestly, get this girl out of bed.
Grandpa Joe.
Oh, no, genuinely. It's because I've got a heated blanket.
Yeah.
So fucking nice. I highly recommend. But I could feel myself getting hungry, hungry, hungry. And it was before dinner time. Well, actually, it was about dinner time. And I was like, right, okay, I should probably go and make something, blah, blah, blah. Blah blah blah, getting hungry, hungry, hungry. And it was about sort of 2 hours before I was like, I'm going to go and make food now. Like, it's almost like you can feel yourself putting yourself through pain, essentially. Yeah. Being hungry is not a nice feeling, and I hate that feeling. Why am I prolonging that when it would take is me to go downstairs, make something, eat something, and then that's done. But for some reason, I can just feel myself not taking care of basic needs.
Also, like, the anger and the frustration. Like, I feel like I'm only just realizing, like, that when you're angry, when you're hungry, you're fucking miserable. Like,
so sad, yeah.
Or, like, it's literally kind of like, if you need a wee, it's like, yeah, you're going to be distracted and, like, anxious.
Because there's a need. Your Sims bar is red.
What's wrong with me? And I'm waving at the camera, so, help me out.
So, yeah. I've definitely been thinking that recently, like,
So, we're speaking your language, guys. Shout out to the Simmers out there.
Honestly, love the Sims.
Oh, it's painful.
So good.
The love is so real.
But yeah, I've been really thinking about, like, I think recently, yeah, I've not been feeding myself on schedule, I don't think. I've been feeding myself, but probably a few hours too late. And I definitely have been like, oh my god, I just feel like shit. And then I eat, and I'm like, oh no, I feel fine. It's like,
yeah,
it literally
hungry.
Was. You were starving hungry. What are you doing?
I think because we kind of forget that there are, like, there's a psychological impact to hunger as well. Like,
yeah.
Also, when I say hunger, I feel like it sounds, like, really sinister. Like, it's not, like...
It sounds like you're sort
starving,
of starving
yourself. Which I'm
definitely not.
Lazy piece of
just like your stomach's rumbling, hungry.
I'm just like a bit hungry.
Because
like,
also,
make
I
that
think,
clear.
Like, if it, we're not talking in those terms, and I don't think we're at all qualified to be talking in terms of, like, starving yourself in any
absolutely
way. So, yeah, we'll just say
not.
No. We're go eat something, please. Everybody.
Oh, my God. And actually, I would say there was a Podmas episode that we did. Not
this
that we're
Podmas.
Qualified in that one either. Yeah, this Podmas where we spoke about food, and it's called Something Something Food. Something something, you'll find it.
Look for the word food. Your
food.
Food,
and
glorious
I
food.
Loved that episode, and it actually made me emotional editing it. And I loved it when we were recording it, and then I loved it even more seeing, like, all the Spotify messages about it. Like,
yeah.
I think a lot of people like that episode. So if food is
I
an
can't
issue
remember
for you,
it. What was it?
What
was said that made you emotional?
It was just really sweet. Like,
yeah.
It was just, it really felt like we were all there holding hands and
that's
like...
my favourite kind of
that's my favourite thing, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
give me your hand.
That's what we're going to do at Cambridge, guys.
Oh, I'd love to, but I wouldn't. I would
did
never.
We do a group hug at the last one?
God, that's crazy if we did.
That's really weird of us. I sort of have a vision,
I feel
but
like
that's
we're putting
really
people
weird
off.
If we did that.
We would never... I just want to make it clear, like, sorry to bring Cambridge back up.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the kind of environment we would never do this to you where, like, we're not going to, like, pick it's not that kind of event where, like, we're going to pick you out and, like, make you say something. I just want to make that really, really clear.
Never,
like,
ever,
you can come
ever.
And, like, slip in the back and, like,
oh my god, you don't say a word, just come and
no,
watch and then
yeah.
go in.
And we're there with you, you're not going on your own, you're with us.
I mean, I'm probably going to stutter my words, I'm going to be
together.
So nervous.
But I just want to make, like, almost like, I was like, oh, I've got no one to go with.
Oh,
it's going to be,
oh, yeah, no,
to,
no,
blah,
it's
blah,
not
blah.
That.
No, 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 just come in, just slip in the back. We'll be there.
Anyway. I want every event we ever do to be the sort of thing you can go to on your own. Because I think people that, I mean, podcasts are very personal. And I remember having issues before when I went to go and see my dad wrote a porno live. I saw them twice live. And I remember being like,
you saw them live again when we
went
to
and then we saw them in real life, in the flesh. We went to this party thing. Went to, like, an office do. And
we went
there.
To the work Christmas party. And
we
were
actually quite
for
cool,
some
though.
Reason.
When we
no,
walked
so
in,
cool.
the guy
We've never...
said, the
oh, yeah.
coolest people here have just arrived.
And it was us.
And then we got overshadowed just because we got there early.
Well, we actually haven't. I know this isn't on topic, guys, but we've never told the story about you've been smooching.
We've been smooching with someone, both of us.
With someone big, guys.
A
big Giuseppe. Like, that's, this is, like, is all she goes on about. Place your bets. Who are we talking about? Like, what does Giuseppe
no,
always,
no, it's
always,
a show.
Always, always,
what's the show?
On? What's the show that is, like, she can't resist?
Because it's so
can't
relevant to everything.
Resist bringing it up.
Let's
you know
just say it.
It
now. Should we tell the story?
Yeah, go on.
It's about confidence in a way, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We were at this party. Acast party. It was. Can we say Acast party?
course we can. It's not a secret.
Am I going to get sued? Is that illegal? No, am I going to jail?
There are podcast people. Like,
Acast is our provider.
Yeah.
We got there. Who walks in? We were there just schmoozing about. Humble. We were like, okay, we're kind of the only sort of podcasters here, I think. We were getting schmoozed like nobody's business. It was a lovely time. Somebody walked in that overshadowed us immediately.
Oh, by a million miles.
The
we were eclipsed three
the
times
star
over.
Uh-huh. Of Made in Chelsea. Jamie Lang himself, creator of Candy Kitchen.
Husband to Sophie.
Husband
Boo.
To Sophie Habu, aka Habs from Made in
Habs,
Chelsea.
Who I love.
We immediately were like to our manager, go. Like, we need to, basically, I saw as soon as he walked in, everyone suddenly thought, how can we get into that conversation?
My heart's actually fluttering thinking about it, just because it's crazy to me that it's like, within the space of a week or two, we knocked out, like, this is like seven top 10
we saw Louis
people,
Theroux
and Jamie Lang shortly after. Like, it was,
I know,
the minute I saw him, I thought, god, the energy in the room just
shifted.
Everything shifted. Planets were
that,
moving.
We were the only podcasters in the room up to that point. Then someone walks in like that. It's like, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Everything's back in
I'll get my things. Yeah. I'll get my bag.
I'll show myself up, don't worry. But somehow we managed to put ourselves in the centre of the action. Our manager, doing her best work.
She's the best.
Got us in. Before we know it, he's introducing himself to us, saying, hi guys, I'm Jamie.
Crazy.
Kiss on both cheeks.
He kissed us twice each. That's four kisses.
Made in
to
Chelsea
go around.
Style. Four kisses on each cheek from Jamie.
No, one kiss on each cheek. Jesus. Yeah. Four kisses on each cheek.
No, I mean,
we'd
what,
be there
four
all
kisses
night.
For each of our cheeks.
Other side.
No, yeah. Mama. Move on. Four kisses between us.
Yeah.
What a wonderful time. But then his friend said to him, should we go out for a cigarette? And he took him away from us.
Yeah, which is fair. It's fair enough.
Which is, honestly, who can blame?
But I do think Jamie was intrigued by us for a moment.
I think he was as well. And then we were talking to his producer. Very
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, she was great. I called her God,
so
but that's a story for another day.
Then what?
I called her God.
You called her God?
Do you remember we were like, because you were like, God, you're really schmoozing. And I was like, yeah, because you have to work them up.
You were like,
excited.
You're basically God.
Is that God? Is that how? I was like, just compliment them. Just like really ask them about themselves. Like just get them talking about themselves. And then we came away from the conversation. I was like, I think it's more than that. I think you have to call them God.
God. And I was like, I don't think like, you do.
You remind me of someone. It's kind of like God almighty.
God, I think you remind me of the creator
of all being.
Yeah, God herself. Next stars walked in. My dad wrote a porno.
Yeah.
Two of them. Jamie and James, I believe their names are. There are a lot of Jamies going around in this room. Oh, those balloons. Honestly, so I have that FaceTime thing where, like, if you do, like a hand movement, it does balloons. It's really embarrassing.
I saw Jamie Lang, balloons. Oh, congratulations, confetti.
The most embarrassing is if you do kind of a rock on symbol, lasers come out of the screen. That's a bad one.
That's a cool one. She's cool.
That's a bad
She's
one.
She's cool.
But my dad wrote a porno over there. Mm. I was umming and ahhing, do I go and say hi to them? And then someone dropped a load of macaroons all over the floor.
Oh, God, yeah.
There were macaroons everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I remember saying, shall we pick them up and then eat them and shock everyone? And you were like, no. Like, that would be a shock if
Should
we
just
them
go
up,
crazy?
Clean them all up and then start eating them.
We were, I think there was such a thrill at like being in an event that we weren't supposed to be at, but it's like, God, you guys work here and we don't go here. It's kind of like, oh, I've gone to the prom of a different school, like, I can just
That's
embarrass
how it
myself
felt, yeah.
Like, it felt like, oh, I can just be really dumb.
And guess who goes to this school? Jamie Lang
goes here.
Crazy. Was it
confidence?
That was weird.
Though that was an exercise in confidence, I think.
Oh, definitely. Let's bring it right back.
Yeah,
it was an exercise in confidence, absolutely.
And you had this issue with My Dad Wrote a Porno that you couldn't go
on
your own.
Yes, I did. And I remember thinking, I don't want to go on my own. So embarrassing. And I remember, because I was young at the time, I was probably like 18. Mm. There was a girl that I worked with at the time that also liked them. And I went with her. Then I went with another friend a year later because she booked tickets. Another girl that I worked with.
Uh-huh.
But I remember being so stressed out because it's like, I love this podcast so much. I have a, like, internal relationship with these people. And it feels weird to, like, get someone to come with me that kind of has,
yeah,
oh, I've listened once or twice, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's so nice to go with those people. And it's ideal if your friendship group is bought in, or at least a friend or a sibling, yeah, or whatever is bought in on it as well. But more often than not, anyone you consume online is like quite an individual relationship.
And it's so sacred.
I would really want to have the kind of shows, hopefully I would love us to do like a tour at some point in our lives and mm-hmm. things like that. And I always want everything we do to be the sort of thing where you can go on your own.
That's what I feel like. But you're not on your own though, because we're there as well. Oh, you know people there. We are gonna be there. Perfect.
Yeah,
you're sorted. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, should we dig into some
We asked on the story, Seffi mm-hmm. and Wing, if you don't know that.
Yeah, we're looking good on Instagram, by the way, I will say.
Oh, we're looking great. We did these photos in a photo booth, and God, we're milking them.
By accident.
Yeah, it was just like a fun thing to do.
Uh-huh.
When we went to go see Hunger Games.
We've got a whole new look.
Yeah, honestly. And we just, as soon as we saw them, we thought, that's
perfect.
That's us for the year.
Let's do it again, actually.
Yeah, let's definitely do it.
Oh, maybe let's try and find a photo booth in Cambridge.
Yeah, does anyone in Cambridge know a good photo booth?
That would be nice.
That's a good question. Also, anywhere nice to eat, because we're staying the night. We'd love to. Oh, no, we're having a formal dinner.
We are having
with
a formal
dinner. The leaders of Cambridge University.
The leaders? Jesus.
I don't know who it is. Someone's invited us for a formal dinner.
Oh, God.
The dean.
I don't know how formal I can be. Not dean. The dean.
The bloody dean and the bursar.
Dean Highbottom.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Okay.
People said, basically, in Cambridge, do you know a good photo booth or maybe breakfast place or something?
Yeah, breakfast would be nice. Anyway.
So we asked, the
can we come round for breakfast?
Huh?
I said, can we come round for breakfast?
Honestly, that would be great.
That would be nice.
That would be so nice. We asked, what knocks your confidence?
Quite a harrowing, question. It's like, Jesus, guys, give it a rest. It's a fucking Tuesday afternoon. I'm trying to have a nice time.
Shall I just reel some off? Because I feel like it's good to get
a gist. Okay.
This is the one I thought people would say the most. Someone said toxic social media trends, brackets, with the beauty standard.
Uh-huh.
Seeing someone do something that I can do, but they're doing it way better.
Oh.
And someone else said, when I'm not good at my thing.
Mm.
That's a tough one, I think. When you identify as good as something and you feel yourself kind of failing at it, whatever that means. Getting cancelled on, my acne, bad skin, bad pics.
Yeah. Gosh, commiserations to all of
us. Our friend Jade has said, when I come on my period, lol, how weird. Jade, I completely agree.
You're always right there with us, Jade.
Always correct. Always right.
What knocks your confidence? I would love to know. I would say all of the above.
Yeah, all of that, definitely. Yeah,
all of that is hitting with me, personally.
Well, something we wanted to talk about, you had quite a nice sort of angle to this, which I really liked, that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, but it was someone's message.
What was that message, though?
It said, it was something along the lines of... Guys, by the way, a couple of episodes ago, there was a snap, crackle, pop happening on my end. I don't know if you remember.
Mm.
And I've realised it was because I had my phone out. Not that I wasn't paying attention, but like... I had my phone out during the recording. Yeah, so then was feedback. So now I am anxious to look at the responses during the recording while my mic is on, because I don't want to affect the audio.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
But that's fine because the roles can just reverse because I usually have my phone like is dead or it's downstairs or something. So now I can just be the reader.
Well, I'm going to recall it from memory, which will be...
Yeah, I can look.
I'll butcher it. Yeah, maybe you'll find it.
Why don't you just look it up? No, why don't you just look it up in your mind?
Yeah, so in my mind, it's saying something like, what knocks my confidence is when people kind of... You found it, haven't you?
No, I was just laughing.
Okay. Yeah, you're giving me that little mischievous look.
The idea of you having to like rack through sort of a library yeah, of your mind.
Looking through my files.
Made me laugh.
I've got it stored away here. It was basically someone saying what knocks their confidence is when people give them not even unsolicited advice, but just like unwarranted feedback. For example, yeah. You look tired today. That's nice.
Oh,
thanks for that.
Why don't you just fuck
things like
off.
That. How about go fuck yourself?
Literally. Oh my God.
Well, I was actually feeling really perky, so fuck you.
What's wrong with you?
That's actually like... Surely in 2024 we can all agree saying to someone you look tired is a fucked up thing to say. Surely.
I found myself saying this to someone. It was someone I was dating and I said it on FaceTime.
You said they look tired.
I was like, God, you look tired. And my friend Ouch. Was in the other room and she shouted because I was sort of, it was a FaceTime with someone when I was at someone else's house. Bit of a yeah. weird dynamic. She was working at the time. And I heard her shout, that is so fucking rude. And I was like, God, I'm so sorry. That really was. I was like, I don't mean to sound like someone's kind of mum.
It is a
like,
bit of a mum thing. Yeah, it
but
is.
But you did look knackered.
Like, God, you were,
but
we were
you
falling.
Know, I did. I caught there my, she well, goes. She caught me. And then I thought, God, that was insane of me. I'm so sorry.
Well, there's a level of affection that can come with like, you know, please look after yourself. Look after,
no, but I wasn't really saying it like that.
God, what got into you?
I was just being like, Jesus. Like, as soon as he answered the thing, like, you look tired.
Keep him in his place. But it is, don't you think? 2024, surely. It's one of those things, we actually always have this conversation. We were recently having this conversation in Wagamama's. We were saying...
Oh, God.
Sometimes...
That do you remember? No. We went from starving hungry to like...
Yeah.
Sick.
Why are we always hungry?
But
this?
I remember we were waiting for our food to arrive and we were like... You were like, sorry, I can't talk to you anymore.
Is I was like, I'm not even looking at you at this
I
point. I'm looking around the room for food. Like, I'm going to start scavenging yeah, on the floor.
That was insane. But then that was like, I felt ill afterwards. We really gorged.
We ate a lot. We did, yeah.
I love Wagamama's
really
so much.
It hit exactly how it needed to.
Oh my God, it was
hit.
Perfect.
And the conversation was delightful. The company was great,
go on,
I must
tell
say.
Me about it.
We were having this conversation, which is a conversation that we have had time and time again, as we do, with all of our stuff is just diluted, regurgitated.
Always. We're just discovering
the
same things
lukewarm
over
takes
I think
every
that's
day.
Life. No, I honestly think life. That's what life is.
It's the only way. But we were having a conversation of how sometimes people will say something under the kind of guise of like, that's not an offensive thing to say. Yeah. And it's like, guys, like they kind of play ignorant and it's so like bad faith to kind of be, you remind me, it's like if I said to you, you remind me of like, just, oh my God, I've told this on the podcast before. Sorry, I was going to say you remind me of Donald Trump, which you don't. It's just a funny thing to say.
I mean, I'd love to know.
Do you know what I mean?
If I did.
And it's like, oh no, well, that is kind of like objectively offensive, but you get what I'm saying. I remember once, and I've told this story, I'm sure I told this story on the podcast because it actually shook me to my core in a way that I think it was just so, I'm obviously not over it. I don't even know what to say because I'm even scared to say it now in case people start getting that idea of me. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I completely know what you mean, but go on.
So it was in my third year of uni and I had this tutor and I have spoken about him before and I feel like when we
this
first
isn't spunky.
It is spunky, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but not that he called me spunky. Not that.
But the same guy.
That's fine. The same guy, though.
No, it's nice that he called you spunky.
He said my writing
was... It's just also a weird word to use because it's like, you know the connotations of spunk.
No, about my writing style.
No, I know, but it's like, Flair just don't
spunk.
Use the word spunk.
It wasn't... Yeah, no, it wasn't spunky. It was spunk. It's like, oh, God. Actually, when I think about it, it's like, you wanted to come all over me. You
yeah, no, he wrote on Wing's essay, your
spunk.
Writing style is full of spunk.
And soon you will be too. Dot, dot, dot.
Really
bizarre. Well, there was this kind of weird, he was almost a bit young, not too young, but like he was a bit young. Yeah. He's kind of in his 30s, I guess. It could have, it could happen. It couldn't happen, guys. I just want to make it so clear.
In his world, it could.
And in my world, it could too, if it meant that my dissertation would have been received better. But anyway,
yeah,
he wrote that on my dissertation. Your writing style has flair and spunk. Why are we talking about spunk?
You have to have an awareness as a man writing that word to a girl on a girl's work.
I'm only 21. You have to have an awareness
that there is a double meaning of the word spunk.
Spunk.
Balloons again. The balloons are here. I said double meaning and I put two fingers up and then fucking balloons come out.
The comedic timing of that was so perfect.
I need to turn it off.
I think at the time I actually, now that I think about it more, the spunk line feels more extreme. It's than mental. It did then. It's actually a bit weird.
Yeah, because we were young and naive and we thought, he doesn't know what that means.
No, I thought he didn't know what it meant, but like almost like, yeah, no, your writing's got spunk. Yeah, cool. That's a nice thing to say. But now I'm like, guy, I'm not going to say your name because I don't remember it. There were so many words you could have used, but you chose spunk. It's a choice.
It's just intriguing. Very weird.
Anyway, that wasn't what he said that bothered me.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, what he said that bothered me was I had gone in again to speak about my dissertation, and I was it was actually the it was like politics and power, demagoguery, and I was
the demagogue one,
the demagogues.
I wasn't in it, I just heard about it.
No, you heard about it from me going oh
I got secondhand education from Wayne.
And my dissertation was going to be on like a history of emotions take on Donald Trump and like his power and his demagoguery sort of thing.
Stunning.
Yeah, not bad, I think.
Love it.
And he actually was the one who introduced the idea. This is why it bothers me so much. Because he was the one who introduced the idea of history of emotions to me. He was like, that's an interesting angle you could take. Like, that's some interesting historiography that you could use. The history of emotions. That's a nice lens here.
I love that, yeah.
To Donald Trump. Yeah, use the word emotions. Like, oh, God, I'm already crying. Yeah. That sounds perfect.
I'm emotional.
Yeah, I can talk about the history of emotions. That's fascinating. Well, cut to every single office hours, he would be like, yeah, I just don't think the history of emotions angle is going to work. And I'd be like, so the fucking fuckaroo hell did you literally introduce it to me? I've never heard of such a thing, in fact, until you brought it to me for this specific reason. Anyway, so I said I really want to do it on Donald Trump because he's the biggest demagogue of all time, IMO. Yeah. And in this office hours, I am getting to the point, guys, I promise. He said to me, and what I perceive as him completely misreading me, it couldn't have been more misreading, in fact, because I was going in, if you can imagine, I'm going into every office hours being so people-pleasing, so sweet, and so, like...
I can hear your voice
right? That
you're doing. Like,
I'm ready to be told that I've got tone, spunk, and everything. That's it. Yeah. I'm looking for spunk. I'm not looking for an argument. Absolutely
She's not looking for spunk.
I'm not looking for an argument. And I'm not looking to fight my case, either. It's like, if I go in and you just
want to be kind of liked and him to like your work. That's
totally.
That's the power dynamic.
I'll give some ideas, sure. But really, I would prefer if he told me his ideas and I could feed them back to him. That's what I wanted. I'm not coming here like...
I mean, I hate that, but...
But I was coming like... Yes,
that
is
that dynamic.
I couldn't have been more receptive to what he wanted. If anything, I just wanted what he wanted because that would have got me a good grade. And I did get a good grade. But anyway, not without being called Theresa May.
In what context?
He likened me. He said, you remind me of Theresa May, right? Theresa. guys, in the height of her power, by the way, like,
which wasn't that much power.
God,
can we just, for the international listeners here?
Yeah, go on. You describe me. Fuck, describe Theresa May is. Apparently,
because it was a blip
in history, sort
of political time. she was the prime minister of the Conservative Party, probably whilst we were at uni.
Yeah,
for. A moment, like
a short period of time.
In. It's a bit of a similar situation. None of them do. Now.
Yeah,
none of them do.
They've just been hanging on by a thread.
But she had, she was the second ever female prime minister we've had after Margaret Thatcher, who was famously. Didn't go down too well, I must say.
God, my heart's racing.
Theresa May, there was definitely an embarrassingness to her.
No, she's a joke. She's an absolute joke.
She was definitely considered.
a it's big not fat joke. A nice thing. It's not a nice. No,
it's not a nice thing.
You know my political leanings, guy.
But that
guy.
Aside, no, it but was her movement. That, even
everything about her is
the
bad.
Style, it's, the everything.
What she stands for, who she is, how she does it. She's like the a fucking 60-year-old woman.
A joke.
Like I'm 20. I'm Spunk. Who am I to you? What is? I honestly think he was negging me. I
you
actually
know,
think he was trying to put me down.
100. Theresa May is insane. In what way? I'd love to know.
So he said, which again,
this honestly, what knocks your confidence? Being called Theresa May.
May.
That's insane.
It's absurd.
That's insane. I actually forgot that, and I'm kind of remembering that with its full power. Theresa May.
Oh, I don't even know what I said. But
that
anyway.
It's so rude because it's also said, got like an irrelevance attached to it.
Now, like, especially, it's like, what? That's a fucking joke. But at the time, it's like, no, you remind me of the leader of the Conservative Party. You remind me of the Prime Minister, Theresa May. So anyway, he said, basically, and this is this the way he backed it up, or the way that he was using it, makes it even like weirder, because it just couldn't have been further from the truth, in my opinion. Mm. He said, so I had kind of come to him and said, I'd literally said, probably word for word, I'll do whatever you think. Like, if you think this is a shit angle, I'll do whatever you think. Like, I, whatever you think is going to be a better dissertation, I'll do. Like, I'm not,
But how's,
I'm not clinging to an idea, right? He said then, weirdest response, he said, you remind me of Theresa May. You know, like, she's got these lines of like, she's determined to do something. Determined. No. I couldn't, to be honest, I couldn't be less determined.
Also, that's not what she did anyway, you idiot.
It's bizarre. Almost
it's a history
like
history teacher stuck in the past. She doesn't know what's going on.
Like, oh, she's naive to what's good for her, sort of thing.
Oh my god, he's an idiot.
I'm like, I'm coming to you, I'm crawling on my knees to your office hours. Do you know how hard it was, first of all, for me to even show up to these office hours? Do you know how hard that is for a young girl to turn up here?
Honestly.
And you call me Theresa May. Harrowing. And I've been rebuilding my confidence ever since.
That is a mad one, because I must just say, like, in no way, I know you very well.
Thank you.
And in no way,
yes,
in no way,
thank
you. Have
you
ever, ever reminded me, even slightly, of
Theresa May?
Even in the slightest way.
It kills me.
He'd obviously just watched the news, seen her face, and you walked in, and he was like, I don't know why I'm seeing Theresa May.
No, it, like, what? That's devastating.
No, that is devastating.
I couldn't be less like her, in fact.
No, genuinely.
Guys, I'm so
what
embarrassed.
Is she like? She's like a weird.
She's running through
woman,
fields
like,
of wheat. That's all.
Like, you're Tory.
She's killing
weird.
Poor people. That's all she's doing. I've never, ever, once in my life killed a poor person and wouldn't be caught dead.
Jesus Christ. She's
should I kill myself? Mental.
Mental.
Crazy thing to say. When I'm literally... Anyway.
That
so that did knock
a
my
knock.
Confidence. Yeah,
agree.
That is a knock. It is a knock. But going back to what we were saying about... And it is kind of the thing that we were saying in Waggers of, like, people will say things under the guise of, like, oh, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah,
it
no,
almost invalidates
they
your feelings. Like, you're made to feel like you can't have a reaction in life, I think.
I think also with, like, for example, someone saying you like Theresa May...
God, it hurts every time.
You can have a negative reaction to that, because that's obviously you can't in that context at all, but like it everyone can agree that is a horrific person. The ones that I find are more kind
obscure.
Of sinister,
yes,
are the ones where it's like that person isn't ideal, it's not really how I see myself, but I can't really snag off that person.
Yes,
like that one is one where it's like
it's
definitely what we were talking about in Wagga Mamas was some messages that it was a message that I got probably 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, it was ages
that
ago.
That someone had said that I looked like someone. And I would just put a PSA out now. Just, I don't think we should be telling anyone who people look like. Like, it's just it's a risky game, to be honest.
There is a risk there.
There definitely is, because you are never going to know the way that someone wants to look or the, anything like that. But someone had said that I looked like someone. Should I just say who it was? Because it was quite a weird... It was a toddler.
It is random.
It's
yes.
a toddler.
It's bizarre, yeah.
Someone had said... Look, if you're listening to this, I...
Hi, thank you
understand
for still
where you're coming from. It just hit me in a weird way. It's more my problem than yours. But someone had said that I looked like the little kid that rapped Super Bass on Ellen. Do you remember this kid? Who wore a little tutu. And she sang Super Bass. She knew every word.
I'm actually dying.
And her little sister was there, like,
we're
doing nothing
really
in the background.
Outing ourselves in this episode. It's quite embarrassing.
No, completely. But that one is, again, like, almost a hesitant to say, because it's like, I don't want people to be like, yeah, you do look like that fucking little toddler.
No. But I think it's more so like, I think we should make it really clear we're not insulting her in any way.
I'm not insulting a toddler. No. I'm more just saying it's not necessarily how I see myself, how I want to be perceived, and not necessarily who I want look like. A little baby in a tutu singing this one for the boom with the boom. Like, not necessarily what I want for myself.
It's crazy.
And the weird thing was, it was on our, we had a Discord. It was on there, and it had like quite a few thumbs up. And it just made me think, like if I only had like three thumbs up, but it was like, it's just not the sort of thing I need to see, because it's not something I can come back and be like, oh my god, that's outrageous, it's out of order, she's a crazy bitch or something. It's like, it's a little kid. It's a little kid, and there's nothing wrong with this little kid looks, but I'm at the time was like a 23 year old woman. It's like, it's not necessarily what I want. So I would just say, and there's been
funny,
I see it all the time with people telling people they look like people that's like not necessarily who they want to look like. And so I just would be wary if you're saying to someone, you look like this person.
I think even if you're not comparing someone directly to anybody else, even just, and I don't know if it's as clean or like, I don't know, like everyone comments on people all the time, to their face, behind their back, whatever. And I often, I literally today said to Steffi, your hair looks great. But
thank you.
And it still does. I still mean
thank
that.
Thank you so much. Yours looks great as well, actually.
You did.
Threw it straight back to you as well.
Yeah, you did throw it straight back. Thank you so much.
That's great.
Thank you. But we comment, I comment to people's faces on their appearance all the time in a complimentary way. But I think have the awareness of anything you say about someone else's appearance to them could be not what they want to hear. And
definitely.
It's just a risk every single time. So just have the awareness, I think. I know we all do. And also then have the awareness when anything gets fed to you, just know, like, realistically, it actually doesn't mean anything about you.
It truly doesn't. That's one of the things that I've really realised. As I've kind of, I would honestly say, like, healed so much of my body image issues, actually.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I really do feel in a completely different space than I have been in literally years, probably since puberty. But I have been noticing that when people say things, as they always do, like, but people recently, weight has always been a sensitive subject. I used to be like, people, don't tell me anything, not even a compliment, tell me nothing. I don't want any feedback at all from anyone, which I don't really feel like that anymore. But it's also like, my standard is to not give anyone any feedback on their weight. I find that a very odd thing.
I think generally that's...
Please, just nobody...
I think that just goes without saying,
But recently I've encountered two people who have both been completely incorrect, but that have said to me, have you lost weight? Have you lost weight? Oh, you look like you've lost weight. And my reaction both times have been like, no, I never have gained any. I've never lost any. Mm-hmm. I've always been the same. Pretty much since I was a kid. My body has not changed. And both of the people have fought me back on it. No, you have. Oh, no, you have.
Oh, God, that's
you definitely have. And both times I've had to like almost fight the case of my body and be like, I haven't lost any. And if I had, it wouldn't make me feel good. It wouldn't make me feel bad. My body will change throughout my life. But right now, trust me, hasn't changed. And there is something so jarring about having to fight the case of your body. And I don't particularly care to prove anything, but I find it odd that people offer up the, like, almost as a compliment, you've lost weight. And it's like, yeah, mate, I could be dying. Like, you don't know what that, just offering that up like it's a casual compliment, you don't know shit about what weight means.
That's
to anyone.
Really weird for someone to say, first of all, to say you've lost weight and then be like, no, I haven't. But then argue with you body. That's really interesting.
It's like, no, trust me.
That's almost jarring, because it's like, are you questioning my
ability to see myself.
And almost like, are you questioning my relationship to who I am? Like, are you think you know me and my body more than me, myself?
More than me.
There's nothing you know more than me, honey.
But also it's like as if it's Prime supposed Minister. To boost me up in some way. Mm. And I think that's the bit that I was really keen to challenge in both these people of like, you're offering what you think is a compliment and I'm turning it down, actually.
Yeah.
I don't accept your compliment. It's not true. It's weird to me that you're offering that as like a positive thing.
Mm.
And to be honest, I'm not a part of that. I'm not a part of your weird
thing. Well, I think that's the good thing as well, is that probably then I guess some sort of bias, but I would say an educated bias, and picturing maybe a slightly older demographic.
Yes, definitely.
And I do think
both from different age demographics, though, different generations, which is like, God, this shit spans generations.
Oh yeah. But I like the idea of it being met with resistance from you.
Yeah.
And now it will be something that they'll be like, oh, I'm not going to bother saying that now, because, you know, it wasn't well,
they
very
think
nice.
I'm mental.
They do think you're mental. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
They thought I was cocky, I think. Because I was like, no, never have, never will.
That's weird.
I think they thought it was like a bit sort of arrogant. Like, I don't need their thing. But it's just, I don't actually. And I didn't ask for it. And I don't want it.
Well, I think it will make them, it could make people second guess more in the future, saying it to other people. Even if they don't understand it at all, they might just be like, I'm not going to bother saying that because it doesn't land very well. Yeah. And it's like, and I don't care to understand why or what that comes from or what that might mean or what that means about me and my beliefs and any of that. None of that understanding and education and growth or whatever has to happen. As long as it means that someone else doesn't get that same messaging given to them, then that's an improvement.
Yeah, agreed.
But also, congratulations for you. I would like to just go back and be like, congrats. Imagine I was like, congratulations on losing weight. I mean, congratulations on saying that your relationship to body image has changed.
I completely feel in a completely different space, and I'm loving it. I'm actually really enjoying my relationship with my body at the moment.
Divine.
Different.
That's amazing space. Though. That's actually like,
yeah,
that's incredible.
Yeah, no, I actually am well really done. Feeling it at the moment.
That makes me feel happy.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's, and I do actually think, just in terms of, actually get a lot of messages being like I have body dysmorphia, all of this stuff. I think it's really shown me that the key for me anyway was like, stop looking at like almost like the academics of understanding things and like the logical world, and actually just listen to your body. And that has been the absolute key for me, and actually getting in
That's
touch
really
with myself.
Nice. Yeah.
And just, it is actually possible to genuinely feel good about your body, like in quite a sustainable way.
I remember this is something we've said to each other over and over again in so many different ways. One of us will say, I don't think it's possible to get better from this. And the other one will say, yeah, no, you can.
Yeah.
Like, you definitely, definitely can. And it's so that thing of when you're in it and it feels like you're literally at the bottom of like a long old drain in Saltburn. And there's like a big tunnel.
Oh, God.
It's like you feel so miles and miles and miles away from the light. But start crawling slowly but surely. Like, there is, there is always better, more, everything.
Yeah, I completely agree. And we're giving you that message now. With some, we always need it. One of us is always needing it.
Gosh.
So yeah, definitely giving that message.
You can,
to me.
Of course,
it actually can
believe
be
in you guys.
All good.
Yeah. All right.
Is this one of my favorite episodes
of all time?
My favorite of the year.
Oh wow! So many to choose from.
So many to choose from.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
See you
much.
At Cambridge for our date.
Hot See you at on our date. And also, we have merch. Wing has designed absolutely incredible merch.
Do you still like the new look? Because I do.
You're talking to me?
Talking to all of us, I guess. Talking to the gang.
I absolutely love it. And
me
I don't
too.
Think I ever see that changing.
I feel really strongly about it.
It's absolutely divine.
Thank you.
But go buy our merch. Go look at our logo. It's on your phone right
just
now.
Just admire us.
It's on your phone. If you click the button on your phone, you can see it now.
Admire
look at
us
it.
From
Beautiful,
afar.
Right?
We're sending love.
sending so much love.
You probably just don't even believe that. Like, what a ridiculous thing. Like, imagine you're just on your walk or whatever. It's like, oh, these podcasts send me love. Yeah, right.
No, that's
like,
no,
we genuinely do. Look, I've got my hands up in the air.
Yeah, sending. You feeling it?
Bang. They got it.
You got it.
Boom. All right. If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.